Hello, welcome to Meaningful Messages with Tamika Smith, your source of inspiration and empowerment. One day, I chose my faith over everything, over second-guessing, doubt, hopeless hope in an abusive relationship to not only survive, but thrive. I chose to be better, not bitter. As a mother, author of several books, and an advocate of domestic violence, how? I discovered my voice. I underestimated myself. My message resonated with many. From Huffington Post, Good Housekeeping, The Renewal Project, TV and radio appearances, this progressive, extroverted introvert decided to share meaningful messages with those looking for a purposeful life. Get ready to laugh, cry, and leave better than you came in. Welcome to Meaningful Messages. In a second. So this is the second episode of the Jewel in You series, and I am here with the lovely Tina Silver. And just tell us about yourself, Tina.
Sure. So my name is Tina Silver. I have a nonprofit called Crowns Rise, where I motivate women to walk in their full purpose and just, you know, help them with the different trauma that they have been through. I also have a hairline called The Hair Society, where I sell bundles and wigs. And now I also have a sports line where I sell waist trainers called Truly Shaped.
Nice. And I know that like we met like indirectly, like on social media and at, you know, our places of employment, but something that drew me was like your thoughts of a queen. And so how did that come about?
Sure. So thoughts of a queen came probably about 5 years ago. I say like 3 o'clock in the morning, I was asleep, and then I woke up, and then I just heard God say thoughts of a queen. So that was when I just started posting different things on Facebook, trying to be very uplifting, and it's pretty much thoughts of a queen is all about like positive thinking.
And I love it because it brought me to the whole story of Esther and how God used like what will be like quote unquote ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And it reminded me so much of you and thoughts of a queen, and that you can be beautiful and you don't have to be boastful and loud about it, and you have that quiet and humble spirit about you as well, like the story of Esther. And so like one of the things that like one of the pinpoints that I've learned from reading about the story of Esther is like our strength doesn't come from us, it does come from God, and we're not, you know, doing this on our own. So like you have like a quiet strength about you, and if you care to share, like where did that come from, like your strength to, you know, do the positive things that you're doing from negative situations?
Well, it only comes from one place, and that's really God. And I mean to be okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely everything is going to be okay regardless of, you know, what we go through. And, you know, as, you know, a lot of women gravitate towards you, like what are some of the things that you could say to a woman that might have self-esteem issues?
Just really knowing that like I feel as though that every woman is a queen, and a lot of women they don't understand about like self-worth and like just like who they really are. But once someone does realize like their self-worth and, you know, really searching for like their like gifts, then that's really when like she can rise up and be the queen that she's called to be.
Yeah, and I say something all the time about, you know, environments, and our environments, they do include people. And, you know, can you talk about, like, how important it is to have positive influences in your life?
That's a good question.
I got you. I guess, like, I know for me, like, it can weigh you down from my own experiences. And just like somebody put some kind of analogy about, like, when you're being on a plane and a plane can't land without the mess on the landing strip. So that's one of the things I think about when it comes to, like, environments and stuff. And it's just... is crazy, but you know, especially in these times, and it's 2020 with the corona stuff going on, it's been kind of crazy. But another thing from Esther, because like when I was looking at your photo shoot, it was like the purple for royalty and like stepping up for a time is this, and with all this stuff that we see going on, like, what made you really, like, step up into, because you're doing so many things, and to have that confidence to be like, okay, I know that I'm going to do this and not just talk about it. So what's your motivation to keep you going like you do?
Well, I would say over, like, the past, like, 3 months, it's like, I just kept seeing, like, my birthday numbers. Like, every time I would look around, I would see my birthday, and I'm like, God, like, what are you trying to tell me? And then God took me to the book of Esther, where maybe was created for a time as this, and that was just when I was just like, okay, like, I really need to stop playing, because it's so many women that really need me right now. So that was really my wake up call, and I said, okay, Lord, I hear you. I'm ready.
Yes, and his timing is perfect, and we are created for a time as this, and I'm just excited for what God is going to continue to do in your life. And so if anybody wanted to connect with you, how can they connect with you?
Sure, well, that would be through, well, I don't know, that's bad, right?
It ain't bad. I know everything is like starting up.
Well, they could send me an email at info@crownsrise.com.
Okay.
But I'm still like working on everything else.
All right. Well, you know, it's in the making, and y'all just make sure y'all do follow her on social media and all that good stuff. Thoughts of a Queen, her hairline. What's the name of it? It's called The Hair Society.
The Hair Society.
Get those bundles, y'all, and just support our sister, the millionaire in the making, okay?
Yes.
Yes. And thank you so much, Tina. Do you have any final thoughts or anything that you may want to share?
No, not right
now, but you can always add something later. Okay. Wow, that was an amazing interview that I did with Tina. And I just want to remind you all on today that, you know, anytime that you feel like you are stuck in a rut, and you feel like you don't have purpose, you always got to remember and keep in the back of your mind that you are royalty. You come from a royal priesthood, and it's time for us to wake up, get out of our sleep and slumber, and to recognize the kings and queens that God has created all of us to be. He loves all of his children. Every one of us has purpose. That's why we have breath in our body. That's why we have a heartbeat. That's why we wake up day to day. So in those 24 hours that you're given each day, make a time schedule, make a plan for your life, because it has so much purpose and life is so beautiful. But we have to pay attention to what God wants us to do, because we're created for such a time as this. When, you know, the world goes back to quote unquote normal, who's going to be ready to answer the calls for the people that's going to be needed? There's going to be so many people that's going to need therapy. There's going to be people that need therapy now. There's going to be, you know, more people needing healthcare, needing nurses, needing lawyers. We need lawyers. We need people in the marketplace. We need minorities in the marketplace. Let's support our small businesses, our communities, whether they black, white, whatever. We're a community, guys. So, you know, everybody's not meant to be on the protest. Some people can do, you know, you can help in other ways when it comes to the Black Lives Matter movement, but we are in a movement of God, and kingdom is shifting. The atmosphere is shifting. There's a changing of the guards, and we have to take place, for those who are ready to take the call and to answer the call and to do it with grace and to be ready to help the people that need us the most. So I hope this all bless you all on today, and I will be chatting with you all soon. And that is our Meaningful Messages, the Jewel in You series for today.